Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of Electro Steel Castings Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikash Verma from EY LLP. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, I welcome you all to the company's Quarter 4 and FY24 earnings conference call. To discuss the performance of the company and to answer the questions, we have with us for the company Mr. Umang Kejriwal, Managing Director, Mr. Uddhav Kejriwal, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Ashutosh Agarwal, Whole-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Gaurav Somani, General Manager, Finance. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to various risks, uncertainties, and other factors which will be beyond management control. We kindly request that you bear in mind there may be uncertainties when interpreting such statements. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We will now start the session with opening remarks from the management team. Afterwards, we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. I will now hand over the conference over to Mr. Umang Kejriwal for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, everybody. So another year goes by, and I don't really remember when we have been so optimistic as we are now about the future. We always thought that water is the business of the future, and we are in the right place at the right time, but for so many years we were definitely at the right place, but whether we were at the right place at the right time, we didn't really know. But today we can confidently say, yes, we are at the right time, at the right place, and yes, things look all right for the future. As far as figures, etc. are concerned, I think we are already in the public domain, and to elaborate a little more about them, I will now hand you over to Ashutosh. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everybody, and very, very warm welcome in this session. I would like to first explain you about quarter four results. The results will be in two parts, consolidated results and standalone results. Consolidated results, Electro Steel Casting total income grew by 6.8% year on year to ₹2,039 crores. EBITDA surged by 51% approximately year on year to ₹346 crores. Quarter four includes major renovation and repair works in our Kharda plant in West Bengal, approximately 60 crores. And the plant was also shut down for 53 days approximately during this financial year. But what is the benefit of this shutdown and maintenance? the efficiency of the plant subsequently will improve and the company will get better result out of this plant. EBITDA margin expanded by 495 bps year on year to 17%. PAT grew by 154% to rupees 227 crores. PAT margin expanded by 645 bps year on year to 11.1% during this quarter. Now I am talking about standalone results. Company sold 196,000 tons of DI pipe during this quarter. Company's total income was rupees 1,812 crores. EBITDA grew by 36.7% year on year to 319 crores. As informed earlier, Q4 results includes major innovation and repair works, and the company has incurred around 60 crores, which has been incurred in this quarter. And the plant was also shut down for 53 days during the financial year. But the benefit of this will be come in subsequent years due to increase in the productivity and efficiency of the plant. EBITDA margin expanded by 553 bps year on year to 17.6%. PAT grew by 116% year on year to 219 crores. PAT margin expanded by 640 bps year on year to 12.1% during this quarter. Now I am talking about yearly results. First of all, consolidated performance of the company. Company total income stood to rupees 7,580 crores in the financial year 23-24. EBITDA surged by 56% to rupees 1,281 crores with EBITDA margin of 17%. PAT grew by 134% to rupees 740 crores and PAT margin of 9.8%. EPS for 2024 was 12.30. Now I am talking about the standalone performance for the year. Company sold 7.47 million metric ton of DI pipe during this year. Company total income was rupees 7,044 crores during this year. EBITDA surged to 120% to rupees 1,246 crores with EBITDA margin of 17.7%. PAT grew to 120% to 736 crores with PAT margin of 10.4%. Now I'm talking about CapEx of the existing plant. Company has spent 319 crores out of 650 crores CapEx plan as on March 24. The ongoing CapEx plan is as per the schedule, and the new capacity will be up and running by September-October 2025. Taking this account, the total capacity of the company would be somewhere around 9 lakh tons per annum. Thus, we will be maintaining the leadership position in the country in DI pipe and fittings. As on 31st March 2024, at standalone level, the gross debt of the company has down to rupees 2010 crores, and the net debt stands to 1,523 crores. Company net debt to equity ratio stands to 0.31:1 as on 31st March 2024. The consolidated level gross debt of the company down to rupees 2,266 crores against 1,722 crores. The company's net debt to equity ratio is 0.34:1 as on 31st March 2024. Now I'm requesting for the question answer session by the investors.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session.
Can we just add one thing?
Please go ahead, sir.
Let me introduce add two things. Today the board has approved increase of Kalahasti unit capacity by 1 lakh ton of DI5, and the capex would be somewhere around 64 crores, and this capacity will be up and running within 15 months time. That will give a very, very boost to the company, and the total capacity of the company would be somewhere around 10 lakh, 1 million. Second announcement we made today with the approval of the board that the company is going to acquire shortly around 500 acres of land in the state of Odisha, and the state of Odisha is government of state of Odisha is supporting us like anything, and we are planning to set up a DI5 and fitting plant there. So our objective is first to acquire the land. Our team is working for that, and we will come back to you later on with the full details of the project. Please carry on.
Certainly. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I just want to understand, if I just look, compare the 4Q standalone versus the consolidated number, seems to be that the subsidiary's performance on a sequential basis have declined considerably along with the higher other expenses. So if you could just give us some explanation what has happened there, and is that a one-off event and next quarter they will bounce back?
Hi Vikash, this is Gaurav. In case of consolidated numbers, we did an EBITDA of around 346 crores compared to standalone EBITDA number of around 319 crores. So there has been uptick in the consolidated EBITDA number.
On a sequential basis, basically, I was talking
about. On a sequential basis, yes, because what happens when we sell to subsidiaries, there is also adjustment of unrealized profit on the stocks, which is lying there. So those get adjusted as per the accounting norms.
Because as whatever unsold stock is lying in the subsidiary companies, and the profit margin we have to adjust here in the consolidated accounts as per Ind AS.
Understood, sir. So secondly, in terms of our capex, basically 2.9 lakh ton capacity, by what time frame this capacity would come, and what kind of volume we should build in our FY25 estimates, or everything will come in FY26?
Hi, good afternoon. So this is 24-25 going on, and we expect to conclude 24-25 with 8,50,000 tons. I think 25-26 is when we will see 9 lakh tons, definitely. And 26-27, we will be at 1 mu.
Understood.
Expansion.
And our blended EBITDA for this year was closer to 17,000. So is this the run rate we would be comfortable with, or the sustainable run rate is lower than this? If you could give us some insight into that.
As the company is also, but we are slightly confident about 17%, but we will change for the better percentage.
We are
understood.
Sustaining 16-17%, but definitely we are not going to. Our efforts to do better than that.
Understood. In view of your 500 crore land purchase and probably subsequent capex, how do we see that moving from here onwards? And also a little bit of insight on how are we doing this 1 lakh expansion and a very nominal capex of 64 crore.
So if the balance, the second question I'm answering first, the 1 lakh capacity we are increasing by adding some balancing equipment. So no much capacity is required. Right. Second question was about the 500 crores, 500 acres of land acquisition. We have an internal accrual fund available. So they will not be borrowing for that.
So debt reduction story would take a pause for some time, or because you can't feed both debt reduction and internal land purchase, right?
No. There is some gap between me and you. Whatever commitment we have made with the bankers, we will meet the commitment first. Then we have surplus fund to for acquisition of the land.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to please restrict your questions to two per person. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. The next question comes from the line of Guneet Singh from Countercyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. So, sir, we are also adding capacities in DFIs and some of our competitors like Jai Balaji or Tata Steel also. They have also added capacities or planning to add capacity in future. So currently, I would like to understand the market dynamics currently. What kind of overall demand do we have in India currently as a whole for DFIs, and what kind of supply is there from all the players as of now?
अभी तो डिमांड और सप्लाई में तो अभी डिमांड मीट नहीं हो पा रहा है इसीलिए नया कैपेसिटी आता जा रहा है एंड Going forward, the budget for the current year will be announced immediately after the elections, and this situation is expected to continue. And so we don't really see much issues here.
So as of now, what should be the installed capacity in India, according to you, for DI pipes?
आपको फिगर चाहिए तो फिगर्स आशुतोष जी बता देते हैं
द एक्सपेक्टेड कैपेसिटी इन द ईयर 2024-25 वुड बी समवेयर अराउंड 4 lakh and 46 to 48 lakh tons
46 to 48 lakh tons and sir what kind of capacity additions are we looking at overall for the market over the coming 2-3 years
2-3 years will be difficult to comment upon, but we are getting the figure of around 57 lakh tons in 25-26.
All right. And sir, what is the annual demand according to you? I mean, if this is the installed capacity, current demand?
Current demand is always better than this capacity. That's why the other players are also going for the increase in the capacity, including us. All are confident about the better demand in domestic market as well as in international market.
All right, sir, but are you not concerned about overcrowding going ahead as all the players are coming up with new capacity? So do you think that, there would be overcrowding going forward, or, I mean, how do you expect? Do you expect the demand to still be, ahead of the capacity that is being added? I just want to understand the market dynamics going forward because all companies in our domain have announced a capex.
Sir, your company's board as well as management has taken the decision of increasing the capacity after proper due diligence of the market and the forecast of the market domestically as well as international demand.
All right. Sir, so I just want to also understand one thing. Right now, the company is going through missions like Jal Jeevan Mission and infrastructure projects in the water domain, which probably might continue for the next, say, 3 to 4 years. So, I mean, post the completion of such projects, what would drive demand for our products? I mean, what is the outlook on this?
Demand, aap dekhiye na, apna GDP kaha hai, 2-3 saal baad kaha jane wala hai, uske baad aage ke jo forecast hai, apna to 7% ka growth to abhi ho hi raha hai, aur aage jaake to isse better expected hai. So, going forward, for quite some time to come, this issue seems to be quite all right. And there are so many other types of pipes. Once people are able to get enough ductile pipe in the market, then these other types of pipes will start converting back to ductile. That will also help.
All right, sir. Got it. And, sir, my last question is, what kind of growth are we looking at in FY25 in terms of volumes? And are we confident of maintaining the EBITDA margins that we arrived at in Q4?
So, yeah, as mentioned just a while back, I think we expect to close 24-25 with a output of 850,000 tons of pipe, so production and sale being around those numbers. And yes, we are confident of maintaining EBITDA in the range of 17-18%, the way things are right now and the way things are looking going forward for the year.
All right, Sam, what was the volume in FY24?
So we closed 23-24 with 750,000 tons.
All right, sir. Great. That's all from my side. Thank you very much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the good wishes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aryan Sharma from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. I have questions regarding the export situation.
Sorry to interrupt, but the line for you sounds a little muffled. We request you to please use the handset while you're speaking.
Oh, am I audible now?
It's much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, so good afternoon. I had questions regarding the export situation, actually. We see that exports as a percent of total volumes has fallen from 17% to 15% in FY24. So could you elucidate the reasons for same as to why it has fallen and what is the mix that we can expect in the future and which region can we see demand from in the future?
Well, at present, you have the international demand and you have the domestic demand and you really have to plan as you go along which demand to meet first. So, looking at 17% or 15% or 19% probably is not the way to look at it. Quarter to quarter or half year to half year, people plan and decide where to sell and supply as we go along.
Okay, sir. Thank you for clarifying. So, my second question is regarding the CAPEX plans. So, actually, I just wanted you, could you just elaborate as to what are the CAPEX plans for FY25 and 26? What will be the total amount we will be incurring for CAPEX? And including the Odisha land and how much capacity addition are we expecting in Odisha through Greenfield?
As I told you, the Odisha capex plan will be in phases. We will be increase the capacity gradually, and we are still on the drawing board stage on Odisha project. So debt equity will be able to be clear maybe by a month or two. But other than that, we are comfortable that the debt will be reduced as per the plan, as per the commitment with the banks. And FY25 capex is around 200 to 225 for the maximum.
Apart from
Odisha.
Okay, sir. Thank you for clarifying. No more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So just one. I forget. So in which case we are going to add 1 lakh capacity, sir? Addition.
Kalas unit, the south unit, the unit situated in south near Tirupati.
So already in Sri Kalahasti we have already nearby 550,000.
Correct.
Yeah, so again we will add 1 lakh. So after this 1 lakh, it's become a 6.5 lakhs.
Correct.
Yes, sir. My next question is, sir, last time when we meet, you say that currently demand is higher, supply, there is a difference between demand and supply. So supply is lower and demand is higher. After 2 years, demand and the supply will equilibrium. In that case, how we maintain our growth in after two or three years?
Bhai, ye forecast aapka koi iska backup ho to share kariye. Hamara jo forecast hai uske hisab se to ye 2 saal mein to barabar nahi hone wala hai abhi to
My calculation is after 2-3 years, because demand supply mein jo gap hai, wo to fill up ho jaga, because many companies are coming with DI pipe, like Assam Metallics is there, many companies there. So in 2-3 years, mein jo gap ho jaga, ye fulfill ho jaga. So after 2-3 years, how we will grow, what is the strategy to maintain our market share or anything, sir? Koi comments, sir, aapka?
Sir, hum log ka ye sochna hai ki 2-3 saal mein ye demand nahi make up hoga. और डिमांड अभी है मार्केट में और रहेगा और इसीलिए कैपेसिटी बढ़ाने की बात हो रही है.
ओके, एग्री सर, एग्री. सर, वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन, सर, एनी प्लान टू ऐड न्यू प्रोडक्ट इन योर आवर पोर्टफोलियो अपार्ट फ्रॉम डीआई पाइप इन नियर फ्यूचर आफ्टर 2 or 3 years या आफ्टर 1 year, एनी प्लान फ्रॉम योर साइड?
सर, बात तो होती रहती है, लेकिन जब तक कुछ फॉर्म अप नहीं हो तो आपके सामने क्या कहा जाए.
ओके.
अब जैसे देखिए, ये इन प्रीवियस क्वार्टर्स वो रबर के बारे में वी हैड समथिंग फॉर्मड अप, सो वी केम टू यू विद द इंफॉर्मेशन. नाउ वी आर फॉर्मड अप विद द श्रीकालाहस्ती फर्दर एक्सपेंशन एंड उड़ीसा प्रोजेक्ट, सो वी हैव कम एंड शेयर्ड दैट विद यू. So we need things to get a little advanced before we share with you.
Okay. Sir, this is Chennai plant.
We request you to please rejoin the queue for follow-up questions.
Okay, right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kuber Chauhan from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my questions. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank
I have
you.
Two questions. First of all, when can we see 1 million tons of capacity in our plant, total capacity by which we are witnessing? And secondly, what is the current order book in our hands?
So, we will see 1 million tons capacity by 26-27 financial year, definitely, number one. And on your second question, I think, like most of the times, even currently we see an order book of 6 to 7 months.
In units, maybe you can specify?
6 lakh tons, let's say. So about more than 6-7 months, actually. 9 to 10
months. And in terms of value?
So Sorry, I didn't catch the last part. Can you please repeat?
Yeah, I was asking, you said about units, 6 lakh tons. And in terms of value, how much it would be?
Around 4,500 crores approximately.
Okay. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhey from Nivesha Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I had this question regarding the competition with the OPVC pipes that we are seeing currently. So, I believe the OPVC pipes are into diameters from 100 mm to 200 mm. I just wanted to understand the industry size or the opportunity which they might take away from the DI pipe category.
We have a lot of types of pipes in the market. We have ductile, we have steel, we have some different types of plastics, and then one or two more different types, and we feel as and when we are ready to meet the demand of ductile pipes in the market and go further, then we can again begin to or again continue to take some market share of different types of pipes. Till then, we have to first take care of the ductile market demand itself.
So, sir, you believe that this OPVC pipe which I am talking about would not take a significant share from the DI pipe because like it will not be a competition to DI pipes, right?
No, what I am trying to convey is that because we are hard pressed to meet the DI demand at present, so we are not able to take away share from other types of pipes.
Correct, sir. And sir, would it be possible to give any volume or any capacity guidance for the Odisha plant which is coming up? Like we are taking 500 acres of land, so approximate amount of volume which we can set up over there in such an area or something like that?
We have not worked that out in full detail. So, as Asutosh mentioned, we are not ready with that information. There is no point in sharing a figure with you today and changing it tomorrow.
Correct, sir. And sir, just a last question. In FY25, we would be at a capacity of around 9 lakh tons, right?
Yeah, FY25, yes, 9 lakh tons. Correct, 25.
Correct. And you guided for volumes of around 8.5 lakh tons. However, in the PPT, it is mentioned the volumes of around 8.95 lakh tons. So, which should be considered?
8.95 is the total capacity.
Okay. Okay.
The capacity of around 9 lakh tons.
Okay. Correct.
By the end of the calendar year. So, the benefit will be for the part of the year.
So, it will translate into 9 lakh tons only on an annual basis for 25-26, basically.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. In regards to Odisha plant, I do understand that we have not done the work, but is it possible to share what's the sort of the typical size of the greenfield plant that one is considering? But we can give a range in terms of what is the range of this plant that will make itself sort of a economically feasible, and what is the typical capex involved in putting up this kind of plant, normative basis in terms of per lakh ton or something like that.
थोड़ा वेट कर लीजिए ना प्लीज. हर क्वार्टर तो आपसे वार्तालाप होता ही है.
Sure.
उसके पहले फाइनलाइज हो जाएगा तो हम लोग
स्पेशल मीटिंग
तो हम लोग इन्फॉर्म करके करेंगे, क्योंकि जो बोर्ड में नहीं दिया है उसके तो आपसे पहले डिस्कस करने में भी तो दिक्कत है ना.
राइट सर. Sure, I think that's the only question from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saloni Hanmani from Molecule Venture PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I have two questions. So if the first question is regarding the existing capacity. As we have mentioned in the PPT, it's around 7.4. But if I add the existing capacity mentioned by you in your results, the Sri Kalahasti plant is 5.5. Plus, if I do 3, so that comes around 8.5. So what's the correct figure in the existing capacity?
Saloni, 5.5 at Kalahasti will become after the expansion gets completed. That is by around Q3 of this financial year. Right now...
Okay, so it's not there yet, right?
Yeah, the CapEx is going on.
CapEx is going on in an advanced stage of completion also. It just
with
quarters, it will be 5.5.
So we are sticking with our original timeline of quarter 2 of FY25 when we will have this capacity?
We are ahead of the schedule.
That's great, sir. The follow-up question is regarding Parbatpur coal block, sir. Any update on that?
Very difficult to answer this question.
Delhi High Court mein 25 tarikh ko hearing hai. You want to say that or not say that?
The hearing is going on, keep on going on. The next hearing is scheduled on 25th. But I think one person in the world can answer is Mr. Modi.
Okay. But any rough figure that we might be internally estimating that we might be able to receive, like the land component or the overall expenditure that we have done?
Whatever projections we have made about this in the past have proved wrong. So all we can say is that the matter is moving forward. It's not at a standstill. And we will definitely see recovery.
All right, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jojo Shaju from Alpha Invesco Research Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for this opportunity, sir. So I have three questions. So first, coming to the our export market, I just want to understand how much volumes are going into the USA, America, and what sort of volume growth we are witnessing there year over year.
In the U.S. market, they want to know what is the growth for
so
the U.S. market.
Out of our total exports, U.S. contributes to around 10%.
Okay, 10% of the total exports is going to the U.S.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you give how much is the absolute volume growth there in the U.S. market? What is the demand outlook there? Are you witnessing any growth in specifically to the U.S. market?
Seeing the present situation in U.S., we are not hoping a great increase in the U.S. market.
Okay, not much growth is witnessing from U.S. market.
Yeah.
And sir, what is the realization from the U.S. market? Or is there any improvement there? What
I
sort of...
It's very difficult to mention all these details. You know, there are competitors also in this call.
So I think we will not be able to give a specific quantification of the U.S. market realization in this manner. I mean...
Sure, sir. No, sure. What would be the domestic realization, if I can...
Please, Havoc. Yeah.
Okay. And what would be the domestic realization for the effects now?
I think we are happy to talk about an average realization on an overall basis. But I don't... I think... It would be not appropriate to get into micro details of domestic separately and export separately.
70,000
average realization. 70. So on an average basis, if you look at this year gone by, about approximately 74,000 to 75,000 is our average realization for this year's business that has been concluded. Beyond that, I don't think it would be appropriate for us to detail out on the call.
Sure, sir. And so my second question is regarding the 500 acres of land you are purchasing in Odisha. I know you don't have the enough details on the plant-wise details, but why do you choose Odisha as the location? Are we getting any specific advantage over there?
Can you come again, please?
Why Odisha? Why Odisha?
Is your question why Odisha?
Yes.
Port is 167 kilometers away. The major raw materials are within a few hundred kilometers. And it gives us a lot of confidence to go and work in Odisha with the way we see its development in the last many years. So there are many reasons. These are some of the reasons which were at the forefront.
And so for this capacity which is coming there in Odisha, are you targeting for the export market or is it for the domestic market specifically? Any plans on that?
The situation is such that the domestic as well as export markets will be accessible from this location.
Okay, so you will be targeting both the geographical sector. Thank you, sir. And my last question is regarding the cooking oil purchase. I just want to know the strategy behind it, like what percentage are we hedging, what sort of inventory levels we are keeping for the cooking oil. Can you give some understanding over there?
So if I understood correctly, first of all, you have asked about inventory levels, and second is about buying / booking strategy, right? Is that
yes,
the two parts of the question?
Yes. Yes.
As far as inventory levels are concerned, we ideally have to be in the zone of 3 to 4 month inventory because this is entirely import-based and most of our coals are imported from Australia. So that is where the inventory levels are supposed to be, number one. On the second part of the question, so basically we keeping in mind that the plant needs certain coals at certain time periods based on inventory levels. We try not to cut it too close, keeping in mind the shipping schedules, and we definitely look for the right windows to conclude our businesses for the coal buying. Keeping in mind that the coal market has been seeing a good amount of fluctuation in terms of prices in the last couple of months, we would like to believe that our calls have kind of gone right for us in the last few times, and as a result we are in a decent space as far as our costs are concerned, because coal is the kind of the largest contributor in the raw material cost.
Okay, sir. But by and large you will be having 3 to 4 months of inventory over there, right?
Yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the best wishes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miraj Shah from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of results. I have just first is that the 500 acres that you have decided to purchase in Odisha,
sir, there is so much echo, we are not being able to grasp the question. Can you come again minus the echo?
Is it better now, sir?
So many people are talking together.
Multiple
voices are coming.
I'll just get back in the queue. I'll just get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Jain from Interglobe Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to understand the EBITDA per ton for this quarter, and what is the estimate that we can take for EBITDA margins for the next year?
So EBITDA per ton is in the range of between 15,000 to 16,000 rupees per ton. And I think as we have already indicated, we expect to maintain the similar range going forward. That is the where the entire focus lies as of now.
And any specific reason why on quarter-on-quarter basis the EBITDA is down apart from the OPEX cost of 50 crore?
So if you compare, I am sure you are referring to Q3 of this year versus Q4 of this year?
Yes, quarter-on-quarter.
So I think two broad reasons if we have to put across. First of all, there is the majority part of the Kharda shutdown related expenditure that has got debited in Q4 to the tune of approximately 60 to 62 crores. And the second reason would be that if we look at the coal and iron ore, which are the two major raw materials for us, in Q4 we have seen about 8 to 10% increase in the cost of the raw materials booked to production. So these are the two factors which sum up the answer to your question.
Okay.
Oh, jo 50 crore aap revenue mein kiye wo explain karna hai to kar lena. Kahan kiya humko to nahi samajh mein fir se kar liya.
Just to add what Mr. Udo Kejriwal explained to you, as mentioned the result also and the outcome also, the company has incurred around 60 crore rupees for repairs and maintenance of its Calcutta-based Kharda unit plant, and the plant was shut down for 53 days during this financial year, and in this quarter the plant was shut down for 15 days. This is the main reason of reduction of EBITDA during this quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Miraj Shah from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Oh, wait, this is better now, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just three clarifications. Firstly, regarding the 500 acres land that we are going to procure in Orissa, you mentioned that it will be through internal approvals only. So how much roughly are we going to spend for acquiring this land?
The final negotiation is still going on with the vendors. I think within a span of 15 days, we will be able to click the deal.
Okay, the final amount we will come to know in 15 days. But sir, a rough estimate, would you be able to provide?
Not advisable, as there was a discussion from the vendor.
Okay, understood. So second is that on the consolidated numbers, I think you clarified about this in one of the questions, but I wasn't able to understand this. This one tax item pertaining to earlier years, can you just explain what is that regarding, the 36.5 crores?
That's 34 something crores. Yeah.
There was a reversal of tax provision of earlier years. There was a provision we are carrying on. After the High Court order, there was no need of tax provision and we have to reverse it.
Understood. Okay. This is based according to the High Court order. Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, lastly, on the Jal Jeevan Mission side, government, when they came out with this mission, they had set out an amount, roughly 3.6 lakh crores that they wanted to spend. Till date, how much has been completely spent in that? So just to understand how much more is going to be allocated in the budget?
About 3.1 lakh crores.
3.1 lakh is done. So in the current budget, we cannot expect more than 50,000 crores, or would that amount also be revisable?
No, we are expecting more than 50,000 crores in the current budget. And
okay.
We also expect this mission to move further from here.
Understood. Okay. Okay, so we're anticipating more than 50,000. This figure to be extended. Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Subhash from Value Investment. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, sir, but you're not audible. Subhash, the line for you, the volume is very low.
Is it audible now?
Yes, this is much better. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. So in Q2 earnings call, you mentioned that you would be net long-term debt-free by FY25 end. So is this plan still intact considering the expansions in Kalahasti and the land acquisitions in Odisha?
As explained to the earlier callers, this money is lying with the company for acquisition of land and expansion of Kalahasti.
Okay.
So there will not be increase in the debt for these two expansion.
Okay, so you would be long-term debt-free by FY25 end.
Come again?
He's saying that you will be long-term debt-free by 25 year end.
Long-term debt-free for in the year of 25 end. But for doing the Odisha unit, we have to borrow something, but that will be decided later, not now.
Okay, sure. Okay. And also you mentioned that the order book visibility is for up to 6 months, few minutes ago. But in the presentation, I see it is... The visibility is up until 10 months. So, which is the correct data?
Yeah, it is around 9 to 10 months.
9 to 10 months, okay. So, and the value would be around 5,000 to 6,000 crore?
4,500 to 5,000 crore.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay. I mean, just to get an idea, I don't want to poke too much into the 500 acre land since you got too many questions. I'm sorry about this. Can you give me an example? Let's say that in Kalahasti, you said you have 5.5 lakh ton per annum capacity, right? So what is the, how many acres of land do you have in Kalahasti in the existing plant?
350 acres of land approximately is the total land available to us.
Okay. And that's completely utilized in Kalahasti, 350 acre land?
No. There is some further scope.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I think that helps. Thank you so much. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. नमस्कार उमंग बाबू आपका धन्यवाद सर आज इन्वेस्टर से वार्तालाप करने के लिए आपने समय निकाला
सर समय ही समय है समय की क्या कमी है
जी सर धन्यवाद सर आपका सर
इतना बिजी रहते हैं आपने समय निकाला
धन्यवाद थैंक यू सर फर्स्टली सर अभी हमारी खड़दा की नेम प्लेट कैपेसिटी और कालाहस्ती की कैपेसिटी क्या है एज ऑन 31st March 2024
Kharda capacity and Kalahasti capacity put together will be at the level we mentioned just now that we will be at 5.5 plus 1 will come in 25-26. So 24-25 will be end at 5.5.
For Kalahasti. Sir, I am asking as on 31st March 2024, What is the Kharda capacity and Kalahasti capacity?
Around 7.75 tons.
7.75, okay. And we are guiding for 8.5 lakh tonnage for FY24-25.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is post this shutdown or the repair work which we have done for which we have incurred a cost of 60 crore. This will ramp up our capacity, the debottlenecking exercise by 75,000 tons.
Yes.
Annual. Okay. Right, sir. Agar hum, sir, if ye 60 crore ko net off bhi karte hain other expenses, then also there is an increase of 40 crore on a Q-on-Q basis on the other expenses. What explains that, sir?
30 crores nahi hai 30 something crores hai
theek hai saab 30 ka hi bataiye so what is that
to bataya to wo bataya na ki hamare raw material cost mein bhi thoda bahut increase hai abhi approximately 10% ka to uske karan wo acha
sir I am asking about other expenses if you take the control number Q1Q the number stands at 586 crore of precisely 587 crore vis-a-vis 486 crore So if I net off the 60 crore also, then we are also left with 38-39 crore increase, whereas the tonnage has remained same. So what explains this Q-on-Q increase of to the tune of 38 to 40 crore?
Mr. Kapoor, I was expecting this question from you.
Please, thank you.
You generally do the detail analysis. Actually, there was a fuel surcharge imposed by government. And in Kalahasti, in quarter four, we have provided 14 crore rupees as fuel surcharge. These we have to pay, we may not to be pay also. But for the better understanding and better results and accurate results to the shareholders, we have made a provision of 14 crores in Kalahasti in Q4 only. Then similarly, in Kharda also, we kept on providing this and in some portion also provided in quarter four. This is just a provision, that's why you are seeing another expenses.
आशुतोष जी ये कंटिन्यू रहेगा क्योंकि ये प्रोविजन है जब तो फिर नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर में भी ये इंप्लीमेंट रहेगा
वी आर होपफुल दैट इन नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल इट विल बी सेटल्ड डाउन बाय द गवर्नमेंट एंड बाय द कोर्ट एंड आइदर इट विल बी रिवर्स्ड और वी हैव टू पे
और सर एक आपने कैश फ्लो में लॉस ऑन एसेट फिक्स्ड एसेट का दिखाया है 26 करोड़ रुपए का विच एसेट आर यू एट्रीब्यूटिंग टू दिस लॉस ऑफ 26 करोड़
We have to buy pipe molds which are used for manufacturing of the pipes. And every year it gets discarded. So, jo discard ho jata hai, it is not that we have sold any fixed assets. It is some of the fixed assets which gets discarded at the time of the production of the pipes.
Iski life khatam ho jati hai.
Thik baat sir. Ek closing point tha, Umang ji, jise aap call pe hain aur काफी विस्तृत चर्चा हुई है और उड़ीसा के प्रोजेक्ट पे भी काफी बार क्वेश्चन आए हैं जब अनुकूल रहेगा समय आप हमें बताएंगे बट सर जैसा हम आगे भी देख रहे हैं कि एग्जिस्टिंग प्लेयर एग्जिस्टिंग मार्केट की जो सेंटिमेंट है उसमें फंड रेजिंग एक्सरसाइज को भी महत्व दे रहे हैं तो अगर आप जब आपके पास बोर्ड का ये विकल्प आप लेकर जाएं फंड रेजिंग इसके कैपेक्स के लिए तो QIP के ऑप्शन को भी आप मद्देनजर रख सकते हैं क्या सर क्योंकि अभी इक्विटी मार्केट में जो बॉयंसी है और जैसा आप जो ग्रोथ की कंटिन्यूटी की बात आपने हमें विस्तृत रूप से समझाई है पिछले 50 मिनट में तो उस एस्पेक्ट पे क्या QIP के का मैंडेट भी आपके पास है ऑलरेडी कि आपको फिर हम शेयरहोल्डर्स के पास आना पड़ेगा फंड रेजिंग के लिए
पहले तो डिसाइड करना पड़ेगा फिर शेयरहोल्डर्स के पास जाने की बात होगी
जी सर सर्टेनली ऑप्शन तो है ही सही बात है सर ठीक है सर धन्यवाद सर और एक स्मॉल पॉइंट और था कॉल पे सर प्रमोटर टीम से आप हैं और कौन कॉल को एड्रेस कर रहे हैं मैंने फीमेल वॉइस सुनी थी वो प्रिया मैडम भी कॉल अटेंड कर रही हैं क्या
ये उद्धव है
हाँ जी
और Nityangi's voice was there in the background, but she is not part of the call. So
call, okay.
She
okay.
came in and she has gone.
Yep. There was some prompt, yes. So that was the reason that I asked. Yeah. That's all from my side, sir. Haan, sir?
To, you know.
Ji, sir. Aap kuch bol rahe hain.
Wants to play a role, so...
Yes, it is always good that the promoters participate and we have requested and our request has been heard and now it has been a practice. So I congratulate the promoters also to taking keen interest in addressing your investors. Thank you once again and all the best to them.
Thank you, Sakir ji.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was that you mentioned that next 2 years debt will be repaid according to the schedule. So could you quantify the schedule that is there for the next 2 years?
Next 2 years, we have to pay 330 crores.
So, sir, you are expected to generate about, if we take conservatively, 1,500-1,700 crores PAT. So, from there, we'll be paying only 300 crores. So, yes, sir. What would be the remaining profit be used for?
that will be used for CapEx, what we have said you.
All right, sir. And sir, secondly, in the balance sheet, the consolidated balance sheet, so there is an item called other financial liabilities in the non-current liabilities for 250 crores. Could you tell me what is this regarding?
There was a arbitration case with railway by the company, and the arbitration was awarded in our favor, in favor of your company. Then railway went to High Court, okay, and High Court single bench also given the reward in our favor and instructed railway to deposit 252 crores with the company against the bank guarantee. So what we did, we have deposited 252 crores with the bank and taken a bank guarantee against that and submitted to the High Court, Calcutta High Court. This is the answer of this question.
All right, sir. So we are still expecting a favorable outcome.
Come again, please.
We are always expecting
for the favorable answer. The Calcutta High Court single bench has given the decision in our favor. Now the railway has gone to the divisional bench, and we are waiting for the hearing to be happened.
Okay.
Sir, this is Silas here. I have
a question to ask. So, unlike peers, we have
lots of variation. Your voice is not clear.
Can you hear me? Hello? Not at all.
Hello? To the speakerphone, please.
Yeah, you can hear me now.
Slightly better.
Okay. So I have one question to ask. This is Silesh. So unlike peers, we have lot of aggregations in the overseas market, and there are a lot of opportunity in the MENA and Africa region. But why you are not sounding very positive for the exports market? You are saying our supply will be balanced out for both domestic and exports. So what is restricting as to cater more demand in the exports market when there is a good opportunity? So we are expanding the capacity, profitability is better in the overseas market, then why we are not very bullish in the overseas market, sir?
I don't know what I said to make you feel that we are not bullish in the overseas market. So let me correct myself, we are bullish. And all I was trying to convey is that from period to period, we have to plan how much we should try to sell abroad and how much we should try to sell in India. That's all I was trying to say.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Mayankar Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The question was regarding the plant shutdown which we took. As you had mentioned that it was a 15-day shutdown last quarter and the rest of the days were for this quarter. The total cost was around 62 crores. Was it divided in quarter wise according to number of days, or it was completely taken in Q4?
No. It was mainly, there was shutdown in previous quarter, quarter 3, and 15 days shutdown in quarter 4.
Okay. And the entire cost was taken in quarter 4?
No. 13 crores was taken in quarter 3. Whatever bill we have received in quarter 3, we have considered in quarter 3 only. As balance material we received in the month of quarter 4 only. That's why it is booked in quarter 4.
Okay. So, what do we expect from this, the shutdown and maintenance? How much more capacity increase would have been done with this plant shutdown?
This will increase the efficiency of the plant. and since the efficiency of the plant will improve, then slightly they will increase in capacity also. But not capacity, basically productivity.
Okay. So directly the effect will not be on top end but on the bottom line. Is that what?
Both ends.
Okay. And what are the capacity utilization in this quarter for the same plant which went for...
It will be around 9.
We have lost how much? About 50 something days.
Q4, you want to say?
Yes, Q4.
93%. Due to 15 days shutdown.
Okay. Fine. Hello.
Dipesh, do you have any further questions?
No, I think I'm getting some disturbance. I'll fall back in line.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that will be our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management from Electro Steel Castings Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So I want to thank everybody for taking the time out to come and talk to us about what we are doing, how we are doing, and together how we see the future evolving out. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Electro Steel Castings Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.